Tuning in, this is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz. And I'm coming to you live each and every night, 6:30 p.m., bringing to you Delaware's only show, giving it to you like it is, how it is, the truth about the Delaware system, the corruption that is going on. Like I say, my hope for Hope for All Radio Show is to inform, to encourage, and to motivate others to fight for what's right. The reason for me even starting this show was because my rights were violated. I wasn't able to voice my opinions. I was turned away by the news media, all because of my opinion against the political sector. Now, definitely going to let y'all know, I know it's Sunday, it's football Sunday, and most people are preoccupied, you know, with their family or watching a game. And I know it's hard sometimes to, you know, pull away from that type of stuff, which is cool, I understand. So I'm not going to be before you long this evening. Just want to speak to you briefly concerning corruption in Delaware and different current events in the world. Well, I definitely got to let y'all know about Patricia Blevin, which is the former president of the House of Senate for Delaware. After 26 years, she has finally been beaten, and she is no longer in the House of Senate as the president of the House of Senate. She was beat by a youngcomer by the name of Anthony DelCola, who's a Republican. Come to find out, I was doing a little bit of reading from him. He went to Seton Hall University, which is in New Jersey, where I was raised in. But, I mean, his slogan sounds so familiar, like Donald Trump, because he says he wants to make Delaware first again. What you mean, make Delaware first again? It's the first state, but at the same time, how are you going to make Delaware first again? That is definitely something I will be asking Mr. Anthony DelCola once I with him soon. So, you know, Trump's slogan is make America great again. So you see where I'm going? His, Anthony DelCola's, is make Delaware first again. And Trump says, make America great again. Really, DelCola? Yeah. I'm going to need you to find another slogan. All right. Patricia Blevin was not voted in by the 14 senators. Now, in order to be voted back in to your seat, the ones that's inside, which is in-house, which is the senators in-house, have to either vote yay or nay. So the same 14 senators that Patricia Blevin withheld information from during Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist's confirmation hearing on October 13, 2016, these same 14 senators, they did not receive that information. They didn't receive the evidence the same time that the executive committee board, as well as Patricia Blevin, received it to go over it before voting. So they were just blind to everything because of Patricia Blevin choosing to withhold the evidence. That was given to her from myself and Ms. Gilchrist as a client. Now, this evidence proves that Ms. Gilchrist was not qualified for the position of a commissioner. In the Kent County Family Courthouse, she lied on her board and commission's application, where it states if her appointment would oppose a conflict of interest. Instead, she said no, and she should have said yes, because we have been opposing her from day one, since finding out after the fact, before she got confirmed, though. Also, Patricia Blevin, she was out before evidence from 14 episodes. So, I mean, they pretty much got, they just said, hey, Patricia Blevins, they got the email also. And Patricia Blevins stated that to me, because she sent me an email after I was sending her about the information on the Gilchrist. She stated to me in an email, a response email, that was also CC'd to the governor, that the vote stopped here with her, and that I need to move on. Well, I see who moved on. It wasn't me, but it was her after 26 years. God does not like ugly. Because at the end of the day, what transpired with Ms. Blevins, that was totally wrong. She did not uphold the rule of the Lord. She took it upon herself to do whatever she wanted to do, which was abuse her powers and withhold that information that could, that would have set aside the Gilchrist confirmation, and she would not be a commissioner to this day. But that's all right. The God that we serve definitely going to see through that justice shall prevail over the situation. And I'm praying that it will. It will. Thank you, Jesus. It will. Gretchen C. Gilchrist. Now, she, like I said, she was confirmed October 13, 2016. And she shouldn't have been. Definitely should not have been. Especially after proving that she lied on her application, her board and commission's application. And especially after all the tremendous amount of evidence against her when it comes to her billing errors, her billing and system errors, when it comes to her putting wrong social security numbers on documentation. I mean, just stuff that she should be on top of and was not. Wasn't at all. Gretchen Gilchrist, she was a very combative type of lawyer. I mean, when I asked her to pretty much fight for me is right, let's keep it what it is. When I asked her to fight for me is right when it came to Mr. Harris's pornography, and because, you know, they always say, well, what's the root of the cause? The root of the cause for my mentally challenged 14-year-old daughter behavior definitely stems from somewhere. And Gretchen Gilchrist is in Kent County Family Court, in Kent County Family Court with my mentally challenged daughter's grandfather, who was negligent in allowing free access to pornography channels on his basement television. It should have been no way that stuff should have been accessible for any child to come across. And, I mean, it was ever since then, it was like something was woken up. It was a wrap. Got to do the right thing, especially when we have kids. We have to take these safeguards and these precautions so certain things does not happen. Certain things do not happen. I don't know. But, like I said, I wasn't going to be before you very long. I just wanted to give you just talk to you briefly about what's going on in the Delaware Valley with the corruption. And like I say, I speak from my experience. That's all I can do is speak from my experience and give you my opinion. So I am not a lawyer, and I'm not giving legal advice, but I am telling you, and I am advising, it's best that you stand up for your rights. Instead of allowing the system or anyone else to say, oh, well, you can't do this because of this, you can do anything you put your mind to. Anything you put your mind to, you can definitely do it. Do not let someone stop you from getting your blessings or doing what you need to do. You believe in yourself, and you definitely can do it. And on that note, it has been real. And I will talk to you beautiful people tomorrow, same time, 30. God bless and have a good night.